scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So this is funny. I don't stress out too much when my phone is got low battery, but according to a new study, a low battery causes people more stress than a job interview.
What?
Or even running late to a work meeting. So
okay.
Apparently the thought of having your phone with low battery freaks you out more than those things.
What? Why?
I don't know. People, they're so attached to it, they feel isolated and they're unable to perform at their best without their phone.
Something is wrong with us.
Need to have my calendar and all of my things, and no.
Ugh. But I don't feel like I get, I mean, I don't like when I forget my phone. I've done it a few times, or like when it gets low on battery, but I don't freak out about it.
Yeah, it's just
not like part of my...
My phone's dead. Just call me at work, you know?
Yeah. Please don't call me.
Or don't call me.
How about that?
It would be a stress relief for me, because then I wouldn't have to worry about all these different things and people texting me or emailing me.
Have you ever gone on vacation and actually left your phone, like,
yep,
turned off?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've done that yet, but I need to.
I've, like, left it in the hotel room,
yeah,
gone and done all the stuff, and then come back later and, like, oh, look.
I think because I have kids, I'm always afraid, like, this will be the one time someone really needs to get in touch with me.
Right.
And I won't have it. But I should start leaving, like, when I was a kid, you know, my mom would leave the babysitter, like, the number of the restaurant I was going to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing.
That we should go back to that.
I know, we should. Like, you want to find me, you're going to have to really work at it. Don't just text me something stupid.
Right.
If you're going to call me, it's like they're going to have to come find me.
Exactly.
So you better make sure it's worth it. Well, I don't know if this is worth it, Johnny, but a woman is suing Junior Mints because their packaging is deceptive because, ooh, the boxes are only halfway filled with candy.
I could see this starting a chain reaction of other companies being sued for this reason.
Yeah. The woman's name is Paige Stem, and her attorney tells the paper, tells the Chicago Tribune, they have created this oversized theater box, and it misleads consumers,
yeah,
because consumers believe they're actually getting more candy when they purchase a box of Junior Mints than they're actually getting. The size of the actual packaging is itself a misrepresentation. In a situation like Junior Mints, that empty space can increase the chances that the candies will be damaged,
yep,
because they move around a lot inside the hard cardboard box. We're asking that they either fill the box more or reduce the size of the packaging to reduce the unlawful slack fill. I don't know. Like, I've never heard unlawful slack fill before.
I've never heard that before.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Junior Mints, in my opinion, they won't be damaged.
They're
in
pretty
a
hard.
Larger box, yeah, they're pretty hard.
That chocolate can chip, though.
They can chip
that,
the chocolate.
Yeah, you don't want that chip chocolate.
But the deception of not only candy companies, but also chip companies.
Ooh.
It's like, just make the bag smaller.
You're really angry about
this. And fill out the air, man.
You're really angry about this, aren't you?
Well, it's going to save money.
Yeah.
If you reduce the package.
If there's a class action lawsuit, are you going to, like, get in on that?
I'd jump in on this.
Yeah.
I don't even like Junior Mints, and I'll jump in on that.
You're like, I'm not sure I've ever eaten Junior Mints, but
I'm okay. I like them. Just, they're not my favorite.
I'm not a fan.
I'll still jump in to try and get the
money.
What
about if there's Mike and Ike's?
Oh, yeah.
You jump in on that?
I like Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
Any of those theater,
Raisinets?
Movie theater. No.
No. That was always my favorite.
I don't want to be affiliated with Raisinets. Not at all. But that's trending topics for this morning.